is my father. He will never, never fill me. Rock of ages, he will never, never fill.
Indeed, we have a father who will never fail us. Good morning, welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Generation 419, and my name is Reverend Dr. Ike. As we are talking about having a father who will never fail us, I want to remind you that tomorrow is Father's Day. Jesus is our Father. He will never fail us. This is from the camp of Sonny Badu. Time check is 12 minutes after 11. And if you have just tuned in, this is Generation 419. Your favorite children's program on radio. Very exciting and inspiring. This is where we gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. Today I have a good package for you. This morning program is called On the Spot with Reverend Ike. So this is how it's going to be like. So you are going to pick your phone and you are going to call me. I'm in the studio. You are going to call me right now. And when you call, I'm going to ask you a question. And I'm going to put you on the spot for 10 seconds. I'm going to ask you a question and you are going to answer correctly. Now, after that, you are going to mention the name of your dad and you give him a shout out. And so let me announce my phone line. Now you are going to call on 0279-100-600. 1-0279-0279. Write it. 0279. Hey, people are calling already. 0279. 0279-100-600. So I'm going to put you on the spot for 10 seconds. Make sure you answer my questions correctly. And you get a chance to give a shout out to your daddy. Tomorrow is Father's Day. We got to celebrate our fathers. Right here on Generation 419. 0279-100-600. I take it again. 0279-100 another 600. Lift up the guitar. And it's called On the Spot with Reverend Ike. Well, if you cannot call in and then you want to send a shout out to your dad, all you have to do is also text us on WhatsApp or a normal call 0279 100 600. Mention the name of your dad and then send us a message. He's listening. We'll read to him. And this program is strictly for children. If you're an adult and you call, I don't mind you. Sometimes when we're having this program, you see senior pastors calling. Reverends are calling, the pastors are calling. See, bishops are calling. Deputy God are calling. It's strictly for children. Hi, my first caller is here. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
Yes, I'm Evelyn, calling from Carnegie.
Evelyn from Carnegie. Evelyn, how old are you?
Yes, I'm 20 years old.
20 years. What should I be careful? This one is for children.
Oh, no.
20 years. 20 years, you are not qualified. 20 years, you are not qualified. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Since you have called, maybe I just have to ask you. Two of Jesus' disciples, let me put it this way. Who were the first two disciples Jesus chose who became fishers of men? Who were the very first, the first two disciples? Say again.
Peter and Andrew,
that's correct. So give us a shout out to your daddy. What's his name?
I'll give a shout out to my daddy, Apostle Dennis Akipaka of Lord Mission Church.
Oh.
And I'm wishing him a happy Father's Day.
Wow. God bless you so much. Keep listening to Generation 419. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Your name and where you are calling from, please.
My name is Ephraim McIntosh.
Ephraim.
I'm calling from Amasama.
Ephraim from Amasama. Ephraim, the way your voice is, you don't look like a child. You are not a child. You are an adult.
No, I am.
You have two children.
What? I am.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
15 or 16?
16.
All right. Ephraim.
Yes.
Who was the treasurer in Jesus' ministry?
Judas Iscariot.
Judas Iscariot. That's correct for 5 points. Mention your dad's name and give him a shout out. Hey, Ephraim. Amasaman, there's no network. All right, keep listening. I can't hear you. All of us cannot hear you. But try and call back. All right.
Okay.
Oh, if you can hear me, then mention daddy's name and shout out.
Okay, well, I'd like to give the first shout out to my biological dad.
Okay.
Reverend Samuel Ayi.
Okay.
Of ICGC Free Temple.
Wow.
And the second shout out to my foster dad.
Okay. All right. What are you telling them? What are you telling them?
I'm telling them God richly bless them.
Hallelujah.
Grace.
Amen.
For him.
Amen. God bless you so much. Keep listening to Generation 419. Hello. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm blessed. Who was Solomon's father?
David.
David, and that's correct. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Capital Hill.
Mention your dad's name and give him shout out.
I want to give greetings to my dad, McCaffrey Rodanu, and wish him a very big happy Father's Day.
Oh.
And I want to give my grandfather a shout out.
Your grandfather shout out. Who is your grandfather?
Parents are Rasu Esha.
All right. Keep listening. Listen, I'm keep listening to Generation 419.
Will never fail me. I have a father. He will never fail me. Jesus is my father. He will never fail me. Rock of ages. He will never fail.
I have a father.
He will never fail me.
Hi. Good morning. Hi.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name and where you are calling from, please.
My name is Godwin, and I'm calling from Ablekuma.
Godwin from Ablekuma. Godwin, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. Okay, you are qualified.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that a football age or that's your real age?
That's my real age.
Beautiful. Are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Who was their father?
Noah.
That's correct. God bless you. Mention that name and give him a shout out.
That name is Benjamin Ali.
Okay, Benjamin.
Yes, please.
Okay, what are you telling him?
I want to wish him a happy Father's Day.
Oh, beautiful. What's your message to him?
God bless him with long life, good health, and good success.
Wow. God bless you so much. Keep listening to Generation 419.
He will never.
Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please lower the volume of your radio set and listen from the phone. Have you done that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
Beautiful. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Etonam and I'm calling from Dansoman.
Etonam from Dansoman. Etonam, listen carefully. Your question is a bit lengthy. This couple sold some land and they kept part of the price for themselves. So they laid the rest of the money at the apostles' feet and they were struck dead for lying to God. Later, the wife came in 3 hours later and was also struck for lying. They were both buried on the same day. Who were this couple?
Is it okay if I mention the apostle they actually...
No. The husband and wife, mention their name. You don't set the question and answer your own question. I'm the examiner. So answer the question. Mention husband and wife. Mention their name. Cray. Your time is up. Your time is up. But as you have called, give shout out to daddy. What's daddy's name?
He's Elder Richard Maglo.
Elder Richard.
The Apostolic Church, Ghana.
What's your message to daddy?
I want to wish him a happy Father's Day.
Okay.
And he should continue to be the good father that he is.
God bless you.
Father, we lift you up for every single thing.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What's your name?
Please, my name is Prince
Ofosu. Prince Ofosu, calling from?
First Light. Yes.
Okay. Prince, are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
Okay. He was a carpenter and she was highly favored of God. They had a virgin-born son who was born in a stable. Who were this couple?
Come again.
He was a carpenter, and she was highly favored of God. And they had a virgin-born son who was born in the stable. Who were this couple?
Mary and Joseph.
Mary and Joseph. That's correct. Hello, Prince. Mention daddy's name and give him a shout out.
Okay. Prince, my dad's name is Daniel Ofosueso.
Daniel Ofosueso. What are you telling daddy?
I'm telling him that I love him. And I appreciate everything he does for us, the family.
Oh, God bless you so much. Keep listening to Generation 419. Keep listening.
Okay. Thank you.
You can also call us on 0279100600. This is Generation 490 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And this is called On the Spot with Reverend EK. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name and where you are calling from, please?
Weja.
Your name, please?
Eunice.
Eunice calling from Weja?
Yes.
Is the place flooded?
No.
It's not flooded?
Yes.
Okay. Eunice, are you ready for your question?
Yes.
If you get it right, you get the chance to give shout out to daddy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, this couple, they were the first couple in the Bible. The husband was made from the dust, and then the woman was made from his rib. They ate a forbidden fruit, and they were driven from the beautiful garden. Who were they?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve! That's correct! That's correct, Eunice. Mention daddy's name and give him a shout out.
Reverend Joseph Shayama, happy Father's Day.
Wow, your father is a reverend. You can't get this question wrong. God bless you. Keep listening to Generation 419, okay? Bye bye. Good morning.
Please, good morning.
You have opened the thing loud. I can hear myself. Lower the volume of the radio.
Okay.
When you call, lower the volume of the radio, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you okay? Your name, please.
Yes, please.
Your name and where you are calling from.
Please, my name is Petra, and I'm calling from First Light.
Petra from First Light. So you are the second person calling from First Light.
Yes, please.
Nice one. Are you twins?
Please, sir.
Do you know each other? Do you know the first caller, the one who called from First Light the first time? Do you know him?
Yes, please.
Hey, then you're in the same house. You have seen the questions. Okay, I'll give you another question. What's your name, please?
Please, my name is Petra.
Petra. Petra, lower the volume of your radio set. I can hear myself.
Okay.
Okay. Benjamin and Joseph, who was their father?
Please, sir.
Benjamin and Joseph in the Bible, who was their father?
Please, their father was Jacob.
That's correct. All right, mention daddy's name and give him a shout out.
Please, my father's name is Daniel.
You can today you can mention the name, first name like that, nothing will happen to you because tomorrow is Father's Day. So Daniel, what is happening to Daniel? What are you telling Daniel?
Please, I'm telling him that may God bless him.
Amen.
And give him a long life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And a happy Father's Day.
Amen. God bless you. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Judah Kunsen, and I'm calling from Botiano.
Judah from Botiano.
please.
Okay, Judah. One of the 12 disciples actually walked on water for a brief time. Okay. Who was he?
Peter.
That's Peter. That's correct. That's correct. Peter. Mention daddy's name and give him shout out.
My father's name is Reverend Anthony Kumsin, and I'm wishing him a happy Father's Day.
Reverend Anthony Kumsin. Daddy, God bless you so much. Happy Father's Day to you. God bless you. You can also call us on 0279-100600. Today is On The Spot with Reverend Ike. Right on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Please, good morning.
Your name and where you are calling from, please.
My name is Jemima and I'm calling from Old Ashoma.
Jemima from Old Ashoma. Jemima, are you ready for your question?
Please, yes.
Charlie, get this one correct. Okay. Now, when Jesus was about to feed the 5,000 men with 5 fishes and 2 loaves of bread, that is in John 6, one of the disciples led a little boy to Jesus. Who was that?
Please, Philip.
No, it can't be Philip. It can't be Philip. Philip can't be Philip. Try again. You have 2 seconds more. Oh. Jemima, shout out to daddy. Mention daddy's name and give him shout out.
Please, my father's name is Pastor Zach.
Pastor Zach, what are you telling Pastor Zach? Jemima, what are you telling daddy?
My father, that God bless him.
Okay, God will bless him. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, thank you.
Bye
bye. Bye. Hello, good morning. Morning, morning. Hi, good morning. Oh, call back, call back. Hi, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Your name, please?
James Kumsin.
James Kumsin, calling me from? James.
From Botiano.
James, you are calling from Botiano?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, listen carefully. After Judas betrayed Jesus, two men were considered. Oh, I've even mentioned the answer. No problem. Two men were considered to replace Judas. Okay. We ended up, or one of them ended up being chosen. Who was his name?
Bartholomew.
Hey! Kumsi, no. Your father is a pastor. Don't do that. Don't do that. Another answer. Another answer, another answer. No. Hallelujah. Hey, the guy said Bartholomew. Hey, good morning. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning. Can you lower the volume of your radio?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me now? Is it better? Yes, it's better. Your name, please.
My name is Etonam.
Your name is Etonam. Etonam, yes. Calling me from where?
Ashaiman.
Ashaiman. Okay. Eton, I'm listening. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Which book of the Bible can we find this scripture?
Psalm 23.
God bless you. Mention daddy's name and give him a shout out.
My father's name is Wisdom.
Wisdom. What are you telling daddy?
Telling him that happy Father's Day.
Oh, I feel it. Thank you so much. Keep listening to Generation 490. Okay. You can also call us 0279100600. Daddy, Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Your name and where you are calling from, please.
My name is Richard Davis and I'm calling from Kaswa New Market.
Okay. Kaswa New Market. Kaswa dear, my area.
Yes, please.
Kaswa dear, my area. Okay. Are you ready for the question? Charlie, you are yes. The first person calling from Kasiwa, so please
try and do something.
Try and do something. All right. Okay.
Okay.
So you are ready?
Yes, please.
I'm looking for a question. I'm going to give you some difficult question. Bia, you now you see that yes, you have caught. John the Baptist, who was his father?
John the Baptist.
Yes. Your time is going.
Sir, please, the question
is. Who frame is say? Oh, the question is clear. Who was John the Baptist's father? Charlie, get it correct. Don't disgrace Kaswa. Kaswa. 1, 2, 3. Time out.
Your mother is Elizabeth.
I didn't ask of the mother. I said, Father, hey, you are setting your own question. You are answering it. Hey. He says, the mother is Elizabeth. I've said the question. You have changed the question. You are answering it. Hi, are you here? Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Your name and where you are calling from, please.
Please, my name is Magnus Edwards Covenor.
Magnus. Magnus from where? Magnus,
Kaswa,
what? Magnus, you're also calling from Kaswa.
Yes.
Charlie, the first Castleland guy, he didn't try for us, cry. So this is your chance to redeem the people from Kaswa. Do you understand?
Yes.
Our MP is even listening to us. Okay, so please try and, I mean, do something so that, you know, Kaswa people, I mean, just say, we are there, Kaswa there. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan and Mikal, who was their father? So Jonathan, Abotre. Jonathan, okay. The son is Jonathan and the daughter is Mikal. Who was their father? Charlie, your 10 minutes is up. Hey guys, Charlie, you have to read the Bible. You have to do your quiet time. These are basic questions. You have to know them. Hey, good morning. Hello, good morning. Your name and where you are calling from, please?
My name is Selinam.
Are you ready for my question?
Yes, please.
All right, Selinam, I said Jonathan and Michal. Who was their father? Is somebody whispering to you?
No.
Okay. Your 10 minutes is getting up.
Zachariah.
Time up. It cannot be Zachariah. Okay, it can be Zachariah. I'm not happy again. Guys, I'm not happy. I started the show on a very good note. You are making me very emotional. Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Please, your name and where you are calling from. I'm not happy.
Please, my name is Michael Kakari.
Michael Kakari, how old are you? The way your voice sounds, you look like this is somebody in university.
I'm 13 years.
You are 13 years. Beautiful. And I'm asking. I asked two people. They can't get me the answer. I'm asking you. Jonathan and Michal, who was their father?
Kinso.
I dancing. Hey, make sure that this name and give him shout out.
My father's name is Mr. Zachary Takari, and I want to wish him a great happy Father's Day.
Make another father.
And also to my pastor, Kevin Kinsey.
Make another father.
And to you, so I want to wish you.
Everybody. Why is nobody giving Jometo Father's Day? You guys, I'm playing Jometo, so nobody is giving him shout out. Hey, good mornings. Hey, your credit is finished. Call again. So you can call him on 0279100600. 0279100600. Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Charlie, the voice, the way you are talking, like you have prepared. Is that not it? You have prepared. You want to show that the question is on cocoa question B. You want to. Is that not it? Where are you calling from?
Please, I'm calling from Kwashima.
Kwashima here?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
So, for your question, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Because you have to give me a long answer. Mention the books, all the books in the New Testament.
Matthew. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Luke. John.
Okay. Wait. You mentioned the first. You mentioned the Gospels.
Like
how? Do you know the Gospels in the New Testament? Kwashima people.
Matthew, Mark.
Luke, John. I think you should end it there. That's correct. Hey, if you are going to add, you are spoiling the answer. Mention that this name and give him a shout out. Okay. What are you telling Akwesi Boateng? O papa din na o born Akwesi Boateng sa no. No problem. You dey mention his name.
I wish him a happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Long life.
Satisfaction. Charlie, you have the word. So what is satisfaction? Like when he eats him, he should be satisfied, or
the word of God
should satisfy him.
Yes.
How old are you?
least 11 years.
11, yeah, say your father should be satisfied. Ampa, God bless you. Bye bye.
It's working in my favor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Miriam.
Miriam.
And I'm calling from Abelenkpe.
Miriam from Abelenkpe.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Miriam from Abelenkpe.
Yes.
Are you ready for my question, Miriam?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen carefully, Miriam. Miriam, how old are you?
I'm 8.
You are 8? Hey, don't have to give you 8 questions, though. If I go and give you some questions, be that is for these people, you can't answer. Let me look for an 8 question and give you. Do you know Rehoboam?
Pardon?
Rehoboam. You don't know Rehoboam in the Bible? Okay. Okay. Who was Isaac's father?
Abraham.
Make sure that his name and give him a shout out. Okay. What are you telling him?
I wish you a happy birthday.
Okay. Okay. God bless you so much. Keep listening. Keep listening. Hi, good morning. Oh, am I talking to another caller?
Sorry.
Okay, so you hang up, man. Hang up so that I can call another person. Or another person can call me. Turning it. Your name, please. Hi, good morning.
Please have come again.
What's your name, please?
James Coulson. Please have come again.
Hey, James, why have you come again? Did you get your first answer correct? Your first question, did you get it correct?
No.
So you want to try?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you listening to my question?
Yes.
He was married to 2 sisters, but loved only one. She was barren until God blessed her with a son. He gave his son a coat of many colors. She died while giving birth to her second son. Who were this couple?
Jacob.
And?
And Rachel.
Charlie, you have tried. This one is correct. This one is straw banker. Correct. What are you mention that this name and tell him something? Hey.
Reverend Anthony
Kumsi. Yes. We are Reverend Bampa. Yes, what are you telling Reverend?
Happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him and give him long life.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Please, your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Divine Grace.
Divine Grace. Wow. Divine Grace. Divine Grace, where are you calling from? Adenta inside. Adenta. The first person calling from that side. Adenta. So Adenta will be. They don't listen to Generation 419 or something. Please, after this program, go around the houses. Tell them that every Saturday they must tune into Sweet Melodies. Do you understand? Nice one. Now your question. He had two wives. Oh, yes, he had two wives. He loved. No, sorry. He had two wives. She was loved. She was the wife that he loved. She was barren and wept because she was provoked by the other wife. God answered her prayer with a son whom they gave back to the Lord. Who were this couple?
Hannah.
Hannah and who? Divine Grace. Hannah and who? Divine.
Abraham.
Hey! Hannah's husband was Abraham. Yay! Divine Grace, you have broken my heart. Hey! Divine Grace. Hannah and Elkanah. Do you remember Hannah and Elkanah?
Yes.
And who was their son? The one they gave back to the Lord.
Samuel.
Yeah. Ah, you are doing well. You represent the church for the quiz. Okay, mention daddy's name and give him shout out. Mention daddy's name and give him shout out. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Tell him something.
Mr. John Ademabua.
Okay, what are you telling him?
Happy Father's Day. May God bless him.
Amen.
And keep him. And make his face shine upon.
Amen. Amen. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name and where you are calling from, please.
Please, it is Richard again.
Richard, did you get your first question correct?
Sir, please no.
So you want to try again?
Yes.
All right. She was one of the daughters of Aaron, and he was a priest. He was dragged down unto the birth of their son because of his unbelief. Their son went on to prepare the way for the Lord. Who were this couple?
Sir, please, the question again.
Yes, your teacher is telling you the question again. I'll repeat the question. I'm talking about a couple in the Bible. The woman was one of the daughters of Aaron, and the husband was a priest. So the husband was struck down unto the birth of their son because of his unbelief. Now, their son who was born went to prepare the way for the Lord. Who were this couple?
Sir, please.
Your 10 seconds is up. Your 10 seconds is up. Okay. You na ma mi so se. Aya kwa se fo nyane. Minu na ma mi so se. Shout out to you, MOG. Shout out to you, Joe Metal. Hey, shout out to you, Nasi. Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, I like your voice. I like your voice. Your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Selina.
Your name is Selina. Selina, I'm calling me from where?
Dansoman.
Selina from Dansoman. Hey. Selina, what do you do at church?
Please, you say.
What do you do at church?
You sing.
Actually, if you sing like this before your pastor will preach, he will preach well. Yay.
Okay.
Are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
Okay. One of Jesus' disciples was referred to as the Rock. Who was he?
Peter.
Higher. You are wonderful. I will lift up your name. Higher. Handkerchief. Tell me now. I'll ask you another question because I like your voice. I'll ask you another question. Cain and Abel, who was their father?
Adam.
So make sure that this name and give him shout out.
Okay.
Oh, now I can hear the voice again. Please try for me, okay? Who is that? Is Elder Richard what?
Magnus.
Okay. What are you telling him?
God bless you. And I love you so much.
Ah, Daddy loves you too. Bye-bye.
Joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul.
Hey, who is saying I should give Shatawale shout out? Hey, you are not spiritual. Eh? Be careful. You don't have to send the message. I'll not read your messages again. Yes, what? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Efriye Danfo and I'm calling from New Accra.
Efriye what?
Danfo.
Danfo.
Yes,
and you are calling from New Aplaku.
Yes,
New Aplaku is on the Kaswa Road, eh?
Weja.
Yes, but it's the Kaswa. You are part of Kaswa, eh? If you get the answer correct, yes. You are part of Kaswa. If you don't get the answer correct, you are part of Kanishi. Okay. So try and get the answer correct, okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes,
please. Okay. They were known as the father and mother of many nations. And this couple left their homeland to an unknown land. They had the promise. I'll go back. I said this couple. So you are going to give me two names, husband and wife. Okay. So they were known as the father and mother of many nations. They left their homeland to an unknown land, where God commanded them to, and they had a promised child at their old age. They were both
Abraham and Sarah.
Kaga. Hey, your area, New Aplaku, is part of Kaswa, okay?
Thank you.
It's part of Kaswa. So mention that his name and give him shout out.
Mr. Obedanfo,
I want to wish you a happy Father's Day. Oh. I think, my time is up. Huh? Who is this? Hi, good morning. Your name and where you are calling from, please.
Randolph,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tesano.
You are calling from Tesano?
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 7 years.
7 years. Okay. Yes. Moses wrote some books in the Bible. Mention those books.
Genesis. Exodus. Numbers.
Oh, go.
Leviticus. And Genesis.
Hey.
And Judges.
Hey. Bye. Oh, you want to correct yourself? Do you want to correct yourself, or I should just say Baba? Genesis.
Exodus.
Numbers.
Why are you not mentioning Leviticus, Numbers? But you are doing Numbers, Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Mm-hmm. Numbers. Mm-hmm.
And Judges.
Hey! Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
Please, my name is Alicia. I'm calling from Sotium.
From Sotium?
Yes.
Hey, which part of Sotium?
Choba,
that place, Choba. Nice one. Nice one. Sotium is another place. That place, you are part of Kasua, eh? How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. Who was Keturah in the Bible? So,
please, can you come again?
Who was Keturah in the Bible? Do you know Keturah?
No.
Who was Zipporah in the Bible?
He said?
Zipporah.
Zipporah.
Yes. Have you heard of Zipporah before?
No.
You've not heard of Zipporah. You've not heard of Keturah.
Yeah.
I know all my questions are finished. I don't know what else to. I don't know. So to people, you don't call early. Eh? You know you call. So to then you call early so that the thing, you know, we'll see what we can do. Okay. All right. So you are the last person who will answer my question for today. So try and get it correct. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm looking for another question for you. Looking for another question for you. Looking for another question for you. You know Solomon?
Yes, I know Solomon.
You know Solomon? King Solomon?
Yes.
Not the Solomon, the one who stays in Sotum. I'm talking about the Solomon.
David's son.
Oh, you have answered the question. Bye-bye. Then another question.
Okay.
Hey, you take your time. Then I'll ask you who was Solomon's father. Then you say David. And now he says David's son. Oh. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, ask the questions. A certain question, nobody had it correct. I'm looking for that question. Oh, I'm getting. I'll get it. 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 Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Hey, those of you calling, it doesn't look like I'll pick your call. Our time is up. Our time is up. Okay, so I was talking about the fact that a certain couple sold their land and then they kept part of the price for themselves. And then the husband came first to put the money at the apostles' feet and he was stuck dead for telling lies. 3 hours later, the wife also came and she also came to tell a lie and she also died. Both of them were buried on the same day. Who were these people? Hey, Charlie, try. The way I was typing, so two men things. Your MP, right, is listening to. Our MP is listening. So two MP is listening.
Okay.
Dr. Kisi, shout out to you. Happy Father's Day. Our MP is called Dr. Kisi. Dr. Kisi, God bless you. Happy Father's Day to you. Now answer the question. The story is in Acts. Okay, Acts chapter 4. So these people, they went to sell a land. They were in a church. They went to sell a land. When they sold the land, they were supposed to bring all the money. Then they had a meeting, husband and wife. They had a meeting that they would keep part of the money in the house so that they would come and use it later to do something. The husband went first. He went to give the money to the apostle. The apostle said, hey, you are lying to the Holy Spirit. The man died. 3 hours later, the wife also came. They said, is that all? They said, oh, yes, that's what we sold the land for. She also died. And they were buried on the same day. Who were they?
Please, can I mention the apostle's name?
Hey, Baba, what? Me, I'm setting the question. You, I want to set your own question and give me the answer. So you mentioned the apostle. Who was the apostle?
Paul.
Oh, the Apostle Christ is wrong. Now, so when you go home, do you have Bible?
Yes.
Open to Acts chapter 4.
Okay.
Right now, right now. I want to get the answer right now.
Okay. Please, King James version.
Yeah, King James. No, no, so no, you go to chapter 5. Chapter 5 verse 1. It will give you the names there quickly. Chapter 5 verse 1.
Acts chapter
5 verse 1.
5 verse 1.
Yes, please.
But a certain man named Ananias
and his wife
Sapphira.
So Ananias and
his wife sold a possession.
Okay.
Verse 2. And kept back part of the price.
Okay.
His wife also being privy to it.
Okay. So are you getting the answer now?
Yes.
So who were this couple?
Ananias and Sapphira.
Ananias and Sapphira. Okay, so mention that this name and give him shout out.
I want to wish Bishop Dag and Bishop Edi Adi a happy Father's Day.
Okay.
And Bishop Makaya.
Okay.
And all the Lighthouse Churches Fathers.
Okay.
And you also.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. What a day. It's been interesting here on Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3 on the spot with Reverend EK. I hope you have enjoyed it. This tells us that we have to be up our game, have our quiet time, read the Bible, do Bible studies. Children's pastors, if you are listening to me, this is a wake-up call for all of us. Constant Bible study, quiet time, reading the Bible every day. I'll come your way with a second edition on the spot with Reverend EK. And I believe you are going to like it. So a few questions here. Let me just read this message. Oh, but this one says that. But why are parents encouraging their children to live on radio? Clearly, someone was whispering. We heard her when she was asked. She said no. Okay, yeah, I know parents were whispering answers. This one there. I want to wish my dad and my husband, Mr. Frederick. Which people came to say hi to me? Mr. Frederick Ranti and Pastor Chris Ameyao, a gargantuan Father's Day. May God bless them. May God bless them. My name is Ameyao from Elmina. And then it was this person who said, why have I not wished Shatawale happy birthday? Okay, Father's Day. Nah, Shata, no. Okay, Shata, happy Father's Day to you, Shata. Shata.
Listen.
I thought I was finishing the show till two of my friends visited me. Guys, how are you? Ladies, how are you? Oh, Charlie, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure hearing from you. Yes, you came to visit me in the studio. What's your mission?
Say hello to our father and wish him happy
birthday. Okay, so mention your name to my listeners. This is a surprise when you just entered the studio. You just entered the studio. Yeah, I didn't call for you, but you came. Yes, mention your name.
My name is Violet.
Violet, yes.
And my name is Lois Ann.
Lois Ann! Yeah, Charlie, good to see you again. And then you are?
Olive.
You are Olive. Okay. So, Violet, yes, mention daddy's name.
Bishop George Senator.
Yes, 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 yes. And
my father is called Bishop George Senator.
You are the same father, I know. So you came to say hello to me.
Yes.
Charlie, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure seeing you. And I believe next time I'll bring you here so that we have a full hour discussion. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
That would be nice. All right. So what are you saying to all fathers out there? You came to wish your father happy Father's Day. But what are you saying to all fathers out there?
That God bless them and keep them safe. And let them cross 70 with ease.
Oh, all fathers, yes. And that
their children love them so much.
Oh, all fathers, my friends are saying that God bless you. May you cross 70 with ease. Yes. All right, it means that when you are 70 years, may you still be strong.
Yes,
you'll be alive and be enjoying our money.
Yes,
you work and bring them the money, and they'll be chilling, they'll be drinking fruit juice.
Yes,
wow. All right, and then God bless them and that we love them. Is that not it?
Yes,
so fathers, we love you out there. Every father, may God keep you, may God sustain you, may God help you, may God cause you to cross 70 years with ease. God bless you so much. This has been Reverend Ike on Sweet Melodies 94.3 and on Generation 419. It's been on the spot. Thank you for answering my questions. Those of you who couldn't answer, better luck next time. God bless you so much. It's a pleasure. We'll meet again next week, God willing. Bye-bye.